We are continuing our shiurim on Inyanei Trumos. We've so far spoken about a lot. Let's go through the whole process. We spoke about mitzvot sweets b'aretz as a whole. We then spoke a little bit about the status of bizman hazeh. We're dealing with d'oraisa or d'rabanan. We spoke about where there's a chiyuv of truma and ma'isra in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz. What are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? Who has to own the land? What kind of produce is chayv in trumos and ma'isros? Once it gets grown, we had a lot of shiurim on tevel and a bunch of shiurim on the hafrasha itself. How are you mafresh? The bracha on hafrasha, etc. Last couple of weeks, so the truma, as we sort of get to the end of these series of shiurim, so we're now dealing with the truma, has already been given. And like last couple of weeks, we spoke about who's allowed to eat truma. A kohen can eat truma, his wife can eat truma, his daughter can eat truma, his avadim can eat truma, his behema can eat truma. We spoke last week about whether the status of a czar who eats truma, if a non-kohen eats truma, the difference, if it's bemazed or if it is beshogeg, what's the status of him if he eats truma. Tonight we're speaking about, now we're actually, the kohen's coming along and the kohen is eating it, the mitzvah of achilas truma. Or is there a mitzvah of achilas truma? What exactly is fulfilled when a kohen comes along and a kohen eats truma? We're going to try to divide up the shiur more or less into three sections. The first section will be discussion of, in general, if there is such a mitzvah, what is the basis of that mitzvah? We'll then speak for a little bit longer about the Rambam sheet of that mitzvah, and then we'll speak about the nature of the mitzvah in the third section. We'll try to do it in a nice, orderly way. The Gemara in Yuma, and the Ayin Dal Amabez, does indicate, I'm going to go through the Gemara itself, but the Gemara itself does seem to indicate that the Gemara says, "V'lo avi esat truma shi bekum echol," that the Gemara does seem to tell us that truma, there is a mitzvah for a kohen to come along and eat the truma itself. The question is, what's the basis for that mitzvah? Why, in fact, would there be a mitzvah? There's no explicit pasuk anywhere in Chumash that there's a mitzvah to give that the kohen has to eat truma. It sounds like it's maybe just something which we give him; he can satiate himself with it, but not much more than that. What would be the basis of the mitzvah? So the simple pshat, the tzlach assumes like this, as do some others, is based on the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, on daf ayin beis amad beis ayin gimel amad aleph. The Gemara there tells us that achilas truma begvulin is ke'avoda bebeis hamikdash. That the act of eating truma is in a certain sense compared to and similar to the avoda that is performed inside the Beis HaMikdash. Inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara even chops a bit of a nafka mina. The Gemara compares, just like when it comes to truma, if a person eats, just like with the avoda and mikdash, the person performs avoda thinking they're a kosher kohen, and then they find out that they're ben gusher ben chalutza. According to one day in the Gemara, the avoda is kosher b'diaved. Similarly, if a kohen thinks that he is a kosher kohen, then he finds out he's a ben grusha or a ben chalutza, also his truma is considered to be b'dieved. He's not chayev, like we saw last week, at least according to Yeshua in the Gemara there, he's not chayev, keren, chomesh, etc. But that's a bit of a discussion like avoda. Because it's like avoda, so therefore, just as far as the avoda of achilas karbanos, there's a mitzvah of eating karbanos, there's also a mitzvah of eating truma. If you look in the Sefer Achinach, a mitzvah kuf beis, Rambam does something similar, though a little bit different. We'll see in a little bit. There is, in general, a machlokas harishonim. Is there a mitzvah of achilas kachem? The Sefer Achinach, like many other rishonim, assumes that there is a mitzvah incumbent upon kohanim to eat kachem. The Sefer Achinach then writes that the mitzvah is not only to eat kachay kachem. Now, a carbon ola, no one consumes. A carbon ola gets entirely burned. But a chatas and an asham, a kohen eats. And the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that when a kohen eats the chatas and the asham, without getting too into things right now, that's what helps generate the kapara. That the final step of kapara, of atonement, is caused when the kohen eats the chatas or eats the asham. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, and similarly, included in this mitzvah of achilas karbanos, in particular the kachay kachim of chatas and asham, those karbanos that you're bringing because you sinned and you want to get atonement, and the kohen gadol's eating it causes that atonement. Gam kein sheyochlum chalkum agilam mikol karbanos shnikrim kachim kalam. Part of this mitzvah also, he says, is whenever Kohanim eat, even Kachrim Kalim, even when he eats part of a carbon shlamim, which is not brought as much for atonement, there's still a mitzvah there. And he writes, V'chein achilas ha-truma b'chlal ha-mitzvah. For the Sefer Achinach, the mitzvah of achilas truma is included in the general mitzvah of eating karbanos, and that seems to be because it's like avoda in Beis HaMikdash. It's like avoda. It wouldn't cause the kapara per se, because they're not necessarily a kapara component of truma, but it would be included and it would be very similar to achilas karbanos, and it would have a lot to do with kachim in general. Yeah. No, we'll get in a little bit. That's the question. You mean like the behemoth and the eva and that stuff?
Behemoth is probably...
Probably for sure not. Yeah, we'll get to that point in a little bit. That's probably one of the nafkaminas, at least misvara. If you look in some other Rishonim, though, if you look in the Rashba in Mesechta Shabbos and Dav Tzadi Aleph and Mebeis, the Rashba quotes a different pasuk as the marker. Rashba writes, V'nirali sh'ikar ta'am rabbeinu Shmuel, enu alam neshe hu re'uya la'achilas kohanim, Kolomer mechuyeves lahem d'chsev u'shmartim es mishmeres trumasi. There is a pasuk in Chumash. We're going to speak about this maybe next week's topic. Mishmeres trumasi. That pasuk seems to, it's a unique truma pasuk, hence the words trumasi. That is a pasuk which appears to be talking about the need to safeguard and protect truma. For many, it's a special iser. You can't be mitame truma. You have to keep it tahor, I believe. We'll speak again more next week in front of the details. But it sounds like it's a question of the way that you have to treat truma, the way that truma is supposed to be treated. And one of the ways that truma is supposed to be treated, it's supposed to be consumed by a kohen. And that seems to be part of the mitzvah itself. But for him, it's not part of this general avoda kachim kind of an idea. It really is something which is much more tied to a unique kind of a truma, a unique kind of a truma phenomenon. Let me just mention one possible nafkamina just for now, where Daniel just pointed out, which is, again, a possible nafkamina. The tzlach here in Brachos on Bezim and Aleph happens to speak about it. Oddly enough, when most people learn Brachos, Bezim and Aleph, I think this is not Chilas Truma, is not always what they start with. Kriyashma seems to be like the more popular topic, but not for us. We look at Brachos and we see Truma. So the tzlach there has an interesting diak, and it relates to the following question. It relates to something we spoke about last week, 2 weeks ago, which is there are multiple people who can eat truma. So when a kohen eats truma, let's say, for sure at this point in the shir, we're assuming there's a mitzvah if the kohen eats truma. What about if Eishes kohen eats truma? Is that also considered to be a mitzvah? What about if Behema eats truma? Is that also considered to be a mitzvah? What about if his Eved eats truma? Is that also considered to be a mitzvah? So one way, the simple way of saying it is nafkamina, and this is not mukhrach, as we'll see in a little bit, is the following. If it's an idea similar to achilas kachim, so then lichora, just like it's the kohen's achila, where there really seems to be a chiyav, so too would only be the kohen's achila of truma, where there'd really be a chiyav. Parentheses. Unless you assume that even in kachim, there's a mitzvah of achilas kachim kalim for Yisrael, then maybe we can broaden the definition of who's part of the mitzvah. And similarly, if I understand that Eishes Kohen becomes like a Kohen in Yeshuma, maybe she's also like Mekayim and Mitzvah, maybe she's like a Kohen. But Pashtus, we would think, if it's more of an idea tied to the world of Avodah, of Achilas Karbanos, so we would probably think that's limited to a Kohen. If it's a function of the Pasuk of Mishmeres Mishmarti, like the Rashba says, so then I may be able to be a bit more creative. Tosfos in Gittin and Daf Yabez implies that even if we'll see this in a little bit, it's something that Reb Nachum Persavich, Reb Nachum points out in Mesechas Gittin, it sounds from Tosfos that there's a Kiyum Mitzvah even if an Eved eats Truma. It's possible that if the real Pasuk of Mishmeres Mishmarti is about Truma has, the Mitzvah is to consume it in the proper way, so it could be that as long as it's consumed in the proper way, whether it's consumed by Kohen, whether by his wife, or even by his Eved, and maybe even by his Behema, that would be sort of some sort of a key mitzvah, because the real underlying idea is not a din in achila per se, but truma being treated properly, and those people are all able to treat it properly. Akan chelek, the first chelek. Interesting shaila, by the way, along those lines also, the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos points out that when a person eats truma, they make the bracha, of Asher Kisana Bikdushaso Shel Aharon, that you'd make a bracha before you would eat truma. Part of the question, Rav Asher Weiss in the Michas Asher and Kiddushin maybe, quotes a suffix about this. This is not an interesting question. If you hold that an Eved is Yotze Mitzvah when he eats truma also, like Tovus and Gidin may hold, what's the nusach of his bracha? Because he can't say Asher Kisana B'mitzvosav, you know, Bikdushaso Shel Aharon, he doesn't have. So you may have to change around and play around with the nusach a little bit, unless you're really creative about the nature of the Eved and his connection to a Kohen. But I think that would be a serious degree of creativity. What exactly is the Rambam Shita? So let's point it out. The Rambam Shita is somewhat ambiguous. And we're going to see three Mahalchim in the Rambam Shita itself. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos in Perek Tezvav Halacha Chav Beis, the Rambam right, we just quoted it. Kol Ochel Truma Mevarich Birchas Oso Meichel. You first say if it's Mizonos, I first say Hadama. Then V'Yarchach Mevarich Asher Kisanim V'Kedushasu To Aaron V'Tzivanu Lechel Truma V'Kach Kibalnu V'Ra'inu Osa Mevarichim Afil B'Chalas Chutzlaretz. Rambam says we see people who are even going to be reciting this bracha. When you would get truma, you would be reciting a bracha on achilas truma. The Kesef Mishnah points out on the Rambam, me'achar she'achilas truma mitzvah pshita she'yivarich aleha. No chiddush here. The Rambam must hold that eating truma is a mitzvah. Simple pshat of the Gemara Maseches Yuma. Simple pshat. We saw so far in the Sefer Chinuch and the Rashba that it's really a mitzvah, and therefore I'm going to recite a bracha. You may want to wonder if you're a real Rambam person. Why he puts this in Hilchos Trumos and not in Hilchos Brachos. Where does Rambam normally place the Birchas HaMitzvah kinds of discussions? That's interesting. But if you look in the Radvaz has a different Mahalach. The Radvaz writes, he thinks, I don't think that eating Truma, ve'ein achilas Truma mitvas aseh ka'achilas kachim. I'm very well behaved. Not so well behaved.
No, it's fine.
Okay, you're not the guy I look at to, you know, determine that. I mean, you're a tzaddik, but you. Ve'ein achilas truma mitzvah asay ka'achilas kachim lefichach amay mevarich aleha asher kishayim b'mitzvah shal aram. What the Kesef Mishnah assumes is a davar pashut is actually a question of the Radvaz. Achilas truma is not a mitzvah, says the Radvaz. There's no real mucker. What's the source of the mitzvah of achilas truma? Now, we quoted two of the Mekoros. You can find in some of like the Mefarshim on the Midrashim, like one or two other potential Mekoros. But says the Radvaz, we don't have any good Mekoros for this, so why am I making a bracha? So Radvaz says, Ein hachinami. There really isn't a mitzvah of achilas truma. What's the bracha about? V'yesh lomar v'tzivan. What's the tzivan we're making? She yochlu ha'truma ha'kohanim v'lo zarim. That the real bracha is not per se about the mitzvah of a kohen eating truma, but rather it's a mitzvah that you're reciting that you're allowed to eat it and a zar is not allowed to eat it. If that's really the pshat, it ends up being an interesting kind of a bracha, and we may want to wonder for the Radvaz, do we find precedent for brachas like this? That it's, again, his lashon is, v'tzivanu sheyoch lua truma ha-kohanim, v'lo zarim, Shadavar yaduash imratza ha-kohen, so lechel truma kol yom ha-rashut v'yado. V'lo avar alaseh. He has no chiyav di truma. Kohen goes whole life, never eat truma, and he's all good. V'yemkin hecha tziva, elvade kachu, shetziva, shetia truma muteres lahem. The tziva is, it's a command that they're allowed to do it. Where do we ever find a bracha like this? Maybe Berchas Eresin's a bracha like this. It's a mitzivanu al ha-arayos. It's a bracha where we're invoking some of the things that were not allowed and it may not be for all Rishonim, that the question would be, what kind of a bracha this really ends up being? If it's not, is it really a birchas ha-mitzvah for him? Is it a birchas shevach on the fact that we got this tzivanu? You'd have to figure out what exactly going on for the Radvaz. There is a third mahalach, and it's based on a vague line here in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, similar to the Sefer HaChinuch, quotes a mitzvah of achilas kachay kachay. The Rambam then writes, and there's also a mitzvah of achilas kachim kalim. He writes like this: Amnam shara kachim kolomar kachim kalim. So you eat them for a little bit longer. And he writes, Now, women are allowed to eat kachim kalam also. If he writes, v'achilasam gamkein, he nigreres achar ha-mitzvah. V'chein gamkein ha-truma, he ne'achilasa nigreres achar ha-mitzvah. Aval ein achilas kachim kalam v'truma, kumo achilas basar chatas v'asha. This is our middle approach. When you look at the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvot, he says something here which is hard to pin down. There's a mitzvah of eating chatas and asham. There's a mitzvah of eating kachim. He writes the mitzvah of eating truma is nigreres achar that mitzvah. It is sort of like included achar that mitzvah. It's not really part of it. It's not really the same. It's nigreres achar. What is that middle ground that the Rambam is talking about? If I'm a, to say it like this, if I'm a kesef mishnah person, there's really a mitzvah. He means that it's really a mitzvah. It's not the exact same level maybe as kachim, but it is still part of it. It's still a mitzvah. It's not real avoda in mikdash, but it's ke avoda in mikdash, something along those lines. If I'm a radvaz person, I would definitely say the negreres achar is his way of saying it's really not a mitzvah altogether. But lichora, it sounds like it's something a little bit in between. So what exactly is it? The tzlach happens to be in beitza, is even done in the Rambam Shita. Is it really a mitzvah? Is it not really a mitzvah? So what is the deal? There is a kuntris put out. Remember when a Sachs visited once, when we were learning the Darim and Daftalit? There's a sugi of Achilles Kachik Kachim. So I remember speaking with a Sachs a little bit about, remember asking him what he thought the Rambam thought about this, and I have no right to ask what he said. But in terms of my 14, there's a kuntris put out called Achilles Kachim. Happens to be, he did a really nice job. It's really nice, it's really thorough. It's fascinating, a lot of interesting things about Achilles Kachim. So Simon Tess there is all about Achilles Truma. He offers the following suggestion. First of all, he points out, this is a Mar Makom that I would have missed otherwise, and I say that without being a little bit embarrassed. The Rambam Perek Mishnah is to Oalos, Perek Yuches Mishnah Dalad. The Rambam actually writes explicitly there that Achilles Truma is a mitzvah saseh. That's what you call a good Mar Makom. It's a good Mar Makom, and one that's like, you know, you got me. Now, what exactly does he explain? He has a couple different things that he points out, but he offers the following suggestion. The first step is to understand the nature of Achilas Kachim. The nature of Achilas Kachim. And once we know more about Achilas Kachim, so now we can understand a little bit more about what's going on here within the Rambam Shita. He suggests the following idea. In Achilas Kachim, there's really two dinim in the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. One din in the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is Achila is part of the avoda. Every chatas has a variety of avodas you perform with that karba. You do shchita, you do kabbalah, you catch the blood, you then do holacha, you walk it over, you then do zrika, you're going to sprinkle it. After you do the zrika, you're then going to have haktaras emur, and you're going to offer some of the stuff on the mizbeach. You're also going to have achilas karban. Part of the mitzvah of achilas karbanos is just part of the avoda of any regular karban. Part of that function, if you learn Maseches Nedarim, the three shown him there, Akiva Block wrote an article that maybe this is particularly true with the mitzvah of achilas shiyare minachos, the mitzvah of achila from a karban mincha, is maybe there even it's part of the avoda. Maybe it's even just to prevent there being no sar. Maybe that's all the mitzvah really is. It's part of that. That suggests, he suggests in the Kuntz Achilas Kachim, that he suggests is not going to be counted separately in Sefer HaMitzvos. Why? Because just like there's no separate mitzvah of Shechitas Karban, and Kabbalah's Karban, and Holachas Karban, and Zrika's Karban, there's one mitzvah called Chatas, with all the Avodas within it. This is part of the Avoda, that's where it is. But there's another unique, special mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, which applies only to those karbanos and those achilas that help ensure kapara. I think last week's parsha, Rashi even quotes it. That achilas kachim, when it comes to a chatas, when it comes to an asham, that generates real kapara. That's what causes the atonement. That, he suggests, is not part of the avoda itself. That's a separate din called achilas kapara. He suggests that what the Rambam means when he says truma is nigreres achar mitzvah, but not really a mitzvah, what he really means is like this. There's a mitzvah of achilas truma, there's a mitzvah of achilas kachrei kalim, but that mitzvah is not a separate mitzvah of kapara. it wouldn't really be counted on its own at all. It's really a mitzvah because it's part of the mitzvah of that carbon. It's part of the mitzvah in general of truma, is to treat truma properly. And one of those things is to be able to eat it. He suggests that when the Rambam says it's nigreris achar mitzvah, it means it is a mitzvah. It's not going to be really counted separately here, but it's a similar kind of a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of achila that's there, but it's not really nichlal in this mitzvah. It just does really sort of exist. Now, there are a bunch of assumptions there that could certainly be challenged. Number one, it's not so clear that there's two dinim in the mitzvah of achilas karban. One, it's part of the avodah, and two, that's part of kapara. If anything, I would have thought that the kapara you get is actually part of the avodah. Why am I offering a karban? In order to? Why am I offering a chatas? Pashtas. To get kapara. Is it not then odd that the mitzvah of achila, which gives you that kapara, is not really part of the avodah itself? And maybe answer that question, but for now we'll just leave it as just a ha'ara on what he says. Not only that, but it's also a chiddush in the Rambam. Even if there are two things, is that really what the Rambam means when he says it's negreres achar hamitzvah? It's negreres achar hamitzvah? I don't know. It sounds like maybe it is connected to that mitzvah, but of a lower tier. Not entirely so clear. But as a kichlal, what you do see so far in the Rambam Shita is three different mehalchim. Those in the Rambam, it's a mitzvah, it's a mishnah. The Ravah is really not a mitzvah. And those that are trying to say something a little bit in between, there are probably different ways of saying it, that maybe it is a mitzvah as far as it's the right way to treat truma, it's part of the avodah of truma and all that comes with it. But it's not a separate mitzvah, and that it's not really the kind of achila which is going to cause kapara. 1, 2, and 3, more or less. Last section is the following. This is just an interesting, maybe a derech halima ha'ara. The Gemara in the end of Horios, the Rishon Letzion referenced this Gemara when he was here last week, has the question as to who is greater, a Sinai or an Oker Harim. A Sinai, one who has wonderful bekiyas in lots of things, a great amount of knowledge, and an Oker Harim, one with very powerful svara. And the Gemara has the question, Horios, who is greater? One of the things which is interesting, I believe, in learning, is that you'll see that those two actually interact much more than we sometimes assume. And that sometimes, I'll give you just one direction for now. The more Torah you know, you will often see that your capacity for svara also improves. A person who knows a lot of Torah, so what they're able to suggest as far as their innovative ideas, there's a lot more to work off of because you are familiar with more svaras, and you're familiar with more marmakomos. This is true here also. If you're familiar with the sugya as a whole of achilas karbanos, achilas kachim, so you're familiar with some famous Torah, when you then come and you approach the sugya of truma, you're going to discover that you're able to suggest some interesting ideas. So I want a minute of just some famous Torah, a couple of minutes, a famous Torah about achilas karbanos. I'll tell you a very famous chakira. It's a chakira you find in a very famous Beis Halevi, a Minchas Chinuch, Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri, and some others, who are choker the following question about the mitzvah of achilas kachim, and then we'll ask a similar question about truma, which is an interesting idea. The question just follows, what really is the mitzvah of achilas karbanos? Is the mitzvah ichiyav, hagavra, a mitzvah of achila? As we approach what the Chasam Sofer thought was the only bizman hazeh mitzvah midoraisa of achilas matzah. It's a mitzvah incumbent on every person, they have to eat matzah. However, maybe the mitzvah of achilas truma is not a mitzvah really on the gavra, it's a mitzvah that the cheftza of kachim, it has to be eaten. They have to be consumed. It's a din in the cheftza shel kachim that they have to be consumed. That's a sugya in Bidim Psachim and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where you're going to find more of a discussion about that. A bit there in the Dharam and Daf Dalet also. What is the question that they're going to be done? And what are there are a bunch of nafkaminas that are going to emerge from that question. The most famous nafkamina is going to be, for the mitzvah, do I have to eat a kezias? If you hold it's a mitzvah of achila incumbent upon the gavra, just any mitzvah of achila, the shear of achila is achilas kizayis. You're chayav to eat a kizayis. So if you have less than a kizayis, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of achilas kacha. That's the Minchas Chinuch, I believe. The Beis HaLevi, however, points out, again, I believe it's the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi points out that from mitzvahs achilas kachim, you do not require an actual kizayis. Why don't I acquire an actual kizayis? Because the mitzvah is that kachim should be ne'achal, that the chefza of kachim has to be consumed. That's not totally in the shir achila of kizayis, that's totally in the presence of the chefza. The chefza has to be consumed. Quick parentheses, as we're getting ready for this, none of this is true about Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach's achila, Karban Pesach is a very much achila-centered karban. These shiurim actually started my first year here before Pesach. We had, I think, 3 or 4 shiurim on the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So one of the first, Karban Pesach is a very achila-focused karban. That's different. That's the general shaila. The Achronim ask a similar question when it comes to Achilas Truma. The Gvuras Yitzchak, it's a misprint here, chapter number 17. It's the Gvuras Yitzchak on the Mishnah and Trumos, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, is asked that question also. What's really going to be the halacha with Achilas Truma? How much do I have to eat? Is it really a din in Achila? Is it really a din in that it has to be consumed? He maintains that it is pashut to him that Achilas Truma is not a regular mitzvah of achila. It would not really require eating a kizayis. He thinks that's true, even if, like this, ready? If I hold, like the Beis HaLevi, that's true with achilas kachim in general, so obviously he says it's going to be true for truma also, especially we would point out, if truma is the similar thing, it's a mitzvah because it's like avoda and mikdash, it's like achila. He thinks that even according to the Minchas Chinuch, who thinks that Achilas Kachim requires a kizayis, that's not true when it comes to Truma. The way he learns a Negreris Achar Mitzvah, that's sort of what it may mean. It's in that the Cheft itself, it has to be consumed. But it's not really a mitzvah incumbent upon the Gavra whatsoever. Reb Nachum in Gidin on Daf Yud Beis suggests an additional potential nafkamina. Tosfos in Gidin implies that there's a mitzvah of achilas truma incumbent not only on a kohen but also on an eved. Suggests Reb Nachum the following: if you would tell me that the mitzvah of achilas truma is a mitzvah incumbent upon the gavra kohen to eat it, then it's a real chiddush lechora to apply that to an eved also. At least it's a bit of a chiddush to apply that to an eved. But, says Reb Nachum, that's not what I think. He quotes from Chacham Echad, who made the Sa'ara. He thinks that, the time in the Milsa, why would it be that there's a mitzvah incumbent upon an Eved? De nira di yisoda mitzvah de achilas truma, lo havi din al hagavra sheyochal truma, elo din betruma shatruma teachel. It's a mitzvah that the chefza of truma has to be consumed. And if it's a mitzvah that the chefza has to be consumed, so I'm less makbid on who is the person that's consuming it. As long as it's consumed in a mutter way, I've avoided the equivalent of nosar or mishmeris mishmarti. As far as Nachum probably says in Nachum, there's a good chance ika kiyam mitzvah ba'avdo shal kohen dehatruma ne'echeles al yado. What that's similar to is another nafkamina. To give the kachim one. This is why the sina okoharim. Again, you have this a lot, by the way, of this chakir berachilas kachim. So Rabbi Block applies that to mincha. Maybe normally it's one, but mincha is a little bit different. They're saying maybe normally is one, but truma maybe is a little bit different. A similar nafkamina in regards to, I would suggest some nafkamina. We're referencing some psachim tonight. So he gives in the second parak of psachim, a mishnah melachim parak heya, I think of Hechot Seya Torah. What's the interview of achila, shelo kederech achilaso? You consume it in an abnormal kind of a way. As far as mitzvahs achila goes, so the shelo kederech achilaso, that may not be considered to be a regular fulfillment of the mitzvah of achila. But it may be considered to be consumption of the chefza. Proper consumption of the chefza. It loses in achila, but it's proper consumption of the... You may have a similar phenomenon when an eved comes along and an eved eats shuma. It's not a din of achila, but the point is that it was consumed properly. That's chaz we spoke about tonight. We spoke about the mitzvah of achilas shuma. We spoke about how there's pastors going to Gemara and Yuma. There is such a mitzvah. Macholkes we've shown him is that mitzvah nichla on the mitzvah of achilas kachim in general, like the Gemara and Psachim. It's kavoda b'mikdash? Is it more of the Rashba and Masechta Shabbos? It's a unique kind of a truma halacha with nafka mina. But with the Rambam Shita, Kesef Mishnah, it is a mitzvah. Radvaz is not a mitzvah. The some achronim, maybe you can be mechal, but different dinim in it. We then spoke about the nature of the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah of achila or a mitzvah that it be consumed with a couple nafka minas? Do I have to have a kezayis? Maybe shalok kederech. And the last issue of what about the status of an evet? Strike, guys. Have a wonderful.